Nolte, Democrat-run Minneapolis schools face funding crisis as smart families flee. By John Nolte on June 16, 2023. A massive decrease in the number of students has dropped public schools in Democrat-run Minneapolis into a financial crisis. According to an internal memo obtained by local media, Minneapolis Public Schools, MPS, Senior Financial Officer Ibrahim Adiop wrote of an imminent financial crisis so serious that without significant changes, MPS will run out of money during the 2024-2025 school year and be unable to operate as it does now. Oh, yeah, that would be a real shame. So what's happening here? To begin with, the federal government's COVID money train is coming to a stop. But that's not the existential crisis, here's what's really happening. Almost all government-run schools in America suck. But they especially suck in Democrat-run cities like Minneapolis. The result is that decent parents are fleeing in unprecedented numbers. To protect their children from the grooming, sexualization, violence, indoctrination, and abject failure that now defines Democrat-run public schools, decent parents are either moving to Florida or homeschooling. Here are the glorious numbers. MPS experienced about a 17% decrease in student enrollment in the last 5 years. Only about a fifth of enrollment loss is to charter schools or open enrollment. The biggest reason numbers have been declining is that there are fewer children living in Minneapolis. According to American Community Survey, the number of children ages 5 and under living in Minneapolis fell 17% between 2020 and 2021. When it comes to children ages 6 to 15, numbers fell 6.4%. Other cities, including Democrat-run Denver, Democrat-run San Francisco, Democrat-run Chicago and Democrat-run Boston, are also experiencing declining enrollment. Here's the best part. About 29,000 students are currently enrolled at MPS. The district project's enrollment will decline to just over 23,000 students in the 2027-2028 school year. Meanwhile, MPS is constructed financially to serve about 40,000 students. On top of being an indoctrination and grooming operation, Democrat-run public schools also operate as a jobs program for losers. What you have in Minneapolis is a school system designed not for 40,000 students but for thousands and thousands of government workers that make up the tippy-top heavy faculty and administration. On top of their salaries and summers off, they almost all receive retirement and health benefits that those of us with real jobs can only dream about. The problem for these leeches is that the public school adult welfare program is funded on a per-student basis. So, if you have staff at the trough built for 40,000 customers, and your terrible service encouraged 17,000 of those customers to flee, you really do have a financial crisis, a self-inflicted financial crisis. Listen, I know there are some good public school teachers out there. Some of them are members of my family, but too many are lazy, political, selfish, stupid, entitled, and determined to come between parent and child on matters no one outside the immediate family should touch, like issues involving adult sexuality. Decent parents correctly see government-run schools as the destroyers of children and have chosen other options. Watch, Seattle public schools say mom isn't an ally unless she lets her son wear a dress. Between the trans indoctrination parents are seeing everywhere and the irreparable harm deliberately inflicted on students during the anti-science COVID school closings, decent parents have come to the realization that public schools are no place for children. This is why teachers' unions vehemently oppose school choice. They know they cannot compete with the private sector. This is why Democrats oppose school choice. The public schools are a slush fund of taxpayer-funded campaign contributions. The taxpayers pay teachers' salaries. The teachers' unions take part of those taxpayer salaries. The teachers' unions then take millions and millions of those taxpayer dollars and hand it to Democrats who oppose school choice. See how this works? Nobody in the public school system gives a tinker's damn about the kids. Nobody. Watch, I saw all the garbage, FMR. Public school teacher details CRT, grooming, and massive indoctrination.